Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business podcast. We'll talk about how to start, grow, and enjoy your coaching business. Plus, we'll dig into the failures and lessons we've learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Hey, welcome back. Today's episode, I've really thought, I keep thinking about how do I tell you this? How do I help to communicate this? And I never came up with the perfect answer. So I decided to just go with how I do it. So in today's episode, what I want to share with you is I want to talk about running into your beliefs. So maybe you've heard the examples of how we have this thermostat, right? Where the things that we believe will keep us within a certain range. And so that example, I don't even remember the book that was from, but basically the author said that, you know, our money thermostat is set at a certain point. And so if you don't change, and like if you don't see and then change intentionally what you think about money, what you believe about it, that you will basically stay in the same range because you'll spend, like you'll make more money, but then you'll spend that money, or maybe you won't put yourself out there as much, right? It's like you will intentionally kind of, not even intentionally, subconsciously keep yourself in a specific range. And so I think about this as in the thing I want to share with you, and it's that in your business, this same thing happens. And sometimes there's this sense of like, well, I need to clear my blocks and I need to figure out the stuff that's stopping me. And I want to assure you that you don't, because you will automatically run into, right? Let's pretend like they're walls, but they're not brick walls. They are, I don't know what material that would be, but they're like a fun wall that you could, a paper wall. That's what would be fun to run through. They are a paper wall. So when you see it, your mind gets this sense of like spider web wall. And so it's like, woo, what's that, right? You notice it, but it's not something like scary or, you know, that you can't go through. So as you build your business, these walls naturally exist. They exist based on your beliefs. And so the good news is you do not need to find all of the walls in order to make progressively more and more money. But I do want to tell you why you don't, right? Why don't you? Because you're going to run into them automatically. If you are doing these three things, maybe more, these were just the three that kind of came top of mind. If you're doing these three things, you are going to run into the walls you naturally have. And there's a sense of trust here, which is your brain is going to tell you, because you're going to get that feeling, right? Like if you saw a wall of spider webs, you'd be like, whoa. And that's, you're going to get a sensation when you run into your beliefs. So there's three things that if you're doing these things, you're going to run into what you believe naturally. One of them is if you are setting a goal. If you're setting a goal for the month, and if you're setting a goal for the year, you are automatically going to run into your beliefs. So you don't have to worry about searching them out. They are going to find you. And, you know, when are you going to find these beliefs? It's, I actually just recently posted about this on Instagram. When you set the goal, there's a two-step process, or maybe it was an email. I don't know. There's a two-step process. Step one is you choose the goal. Step two, and you really need to see this as two completely separate things, your brain is going to give you a download, right? Think about this. It's going to, if you were just the writer of what it's going to tell you, that's what I want you to think. You are the scribe. You're just writing down what it says to you. Step two, you're writing down what your mind said after you set the goal. And what you are going to find in there are your beliefs, right? You're going to run into the walls of your belief. And there are going to be very common things like, I don't know if I can do this. Even now, 7 years into my business, my brain still says, I don't know if I can do this, right? Because it's like scary and the future is unknown. And it doesn't matter that I also believe that I know how to create money.
And it doesn't matter all of the things, right? My brain still questions like, oof, can we do that? And so you're going to hear what your mind says. And that's why I said it's a two-step process, because a lot of people, I think they run into trouble setting goals because they blend those two things together. They chose a goal and then their mind immediately like bombarded them with all the thoughts. And they took that as like, ooh, I don't know. I really don't know if I can do this. And I feel so bad now. Like I just shouldn't set a goal. And so then they never set the goal and they wander away, or they never address the download their brain told them. So you're gonna see those walls when you choose a goal. Another place you're gonna run into those belief walls is you're gonna run into them when you are exposed to a new person and how they think. That's actually an example that I'm gonna give you before we end the podcast. But when you are exposed to a new person and how they think, you run into your own belief walls. Now, you may, just because you have a belief wall doesn't mean you want to take it down. It doesn't mean, right? But all it means is like they believe something I don't believe. They believe something different than I believe. But it doesn't mean you have to choose to believe what they believe. It doesn't mean you have to take your wall down. It's just this awareness of it. Oh yeah, we just believe different things. I think about this with when I see, there's this lady I just started following, and she's very like, she's a money person, and she like actively like trash talks Dave Ramsey, and she's very like feminist and like that's her brand. And you know, I don't know that I love trash talking people. So I'm like, cause in my own mind, right, what I believe is that every single one of us is going to have a different way that we do it. And just because she actively disagrees with like a couple of his steps, right? Like his way still works. People still make progress. They still invest in their future. They still feel really good about money because they did his process. But when I was exposed to her, there was this like awareness of like, oh, you know what? She just has some different beliefs. And I'm sure they're her actual beliefs, and maybe they're her like business branding where they said be confrontational, and she's like, confrontational? Be different, set yourself apart, whatever that word is. And so she chose those two things as like, these are the things that are gonna like set me apart. And so when you're exposed to someone, right, you're going to become aware of where your belief walls are. Now, my exposure to her doesn't mean I want to remove my walls. It was just this awareness of like, oh yeah, we believe different things. Okay. And sometimes you are going to run into those belief walls and you're going to say, I don't need to change it. I'm totally fine with this. I actually accept me and I accept that other person, knowing that we just get to have different beliefs, that's okay. Other times though, you're going to experience that wall, and I mean, this is figuratively, maybe you would actually do this, but it's like you are going to see that wall and you are going to drop to your knees weeping at the realization that it can be so much easier. Like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize there was just a wall here, like a belief that I had that I didn't realize was optional. And the relief of that, oh, so good, right? And I guess I'll just tell you the story now. I don't know why I was going to wait till the end, but here's what happened. It's like, right, number two, how are you going to run into these belief walls? You're going to be exposed to a new person and how they think. So I signed up for this training. I went, like, I knew the training was going to be no recording. And so I paid to be there. I wanted to be there. And I was like, okay, yeah. I mean, I have no idea how long this is going to last, but I just assumed maybe it was going to be an hour. Maybe it was going to be 90 minutes. The thing lasted 3.5 hours. But I stuck it out because one, it was really valuable. I was there because I wanted that information and that like exposure, and I got it. And I didn't know how much longer it was going to last, but I knew I needed to like go get my kids, and I didn't want to be listening to something. And so I just was like, okay, at the 3-hour point, I got everything that I needed. But there was one thing that really stood out to me. There was something that smacked me in the face. And it was me, if we were like looking at this in the same analogy, it was me becoming aware of a wall that I had. And that wall for me, that belief, was that my content needs to be short and concise And that if I don't do that, then my content is going to be less valuable. And I didn't realize I had that belief. But as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, I see why I had this belief. I see the different coaches that have told me that. I see the different marketing and selling techniques that I have studied that communicated that to me. And it's not to say that, you know, I should just become super long-winded in all of my content, right? I think marketing and selling will become less effective as you do that, right? But hear that belief, right? My belief wall is like, sure, you can go through this in certain things, but I don't know about other things. And that's okay, right? Just because we see a belief wall, again, doesn't mean we take it all the way down. Sometimes what it means is we've just given ourselves permission to say, you know what? I actually am okay with maybe making a video, because that's actually one of the things. I don't make videos as often because I'm not as concise. And I think about it with podcasts and I'm just willing to not be as concise. But with videos, it kind of like torments me. My perfectionism is like, don't do it. And so I realized that wall there, right? I went to this thing that lasted 3 hours. And that was my biggest takeaway. I actually do not need to be concise. I can be whatever I want to be. And the people that want to be there will stay. And the ones that don't or can't, it's okay, they're gonna go. And my work is gonna be able to impact those people exactly as it needs to. And this wasn't her message. So when we think in terms of the value we get from things, it's like as creators, we may go into it saying, oh, like this is the takeaway I want them to have and this is the impact. But it is really fun to realize that she created something that impacted me in such a different way. I was definitely impacted by the actual purpose of it. But to also be impacted in the other ways, and that's one of the things I love about coaching, is that when you believe that about your own work, when I believe that about my work, we can show up and we can just like imagine all those little side things that come, those benefits, those impacts, those like ahas that flow into their life. And it makes the work you do feel so much more powerful and so much easier than to, instead of holding on to it, just letting it out, letting it go be with the people instead of staying stuck in your head. So that is my, like, I made this whole podcast to tell you that one story. That's right. So, right, you have these beliefs. And as you build your business, you're naturally going to run into them. And the third area that you're going to run into them is when you look at the action you're taking in your life and you look at other people around you. And I mean, maybe it's judgmentally, maybe it's not, it doesn't matter. But what you realize when you look at what you do that's different from other people is you realize that they aren't making the same choices as you, right? They aren't being driven by the same things. And that is another moment where you get to say, why? What's happening here? What beliefs do I hold that probably you want to keep, right? If you value that you're doing things differently and there's a purpose to it, that you're just okay with. They get to do this. This I actually was thinking about because I'm listening to this book. It's The Millionaire Next Door, but it's like the 20-year later version. And initially when I started listening to it, the guy was like, oh, I'm actually the son of the guy. And I was like, what? Why am I listening to a book from the son? I'm like, I don't think that expertise translates that way. And then he told me the tragic story of how him and his dad were getting ready to do an updated version of The Millionaire Next Door. And they were doing it 20 years later as an anniversary. And they had just sent out all of the survey things to like get people's, you know, so they can do the study and research. And his dad got killed in a drunk driving accident. And I was like, ooh. So that made me feel a little bit more like, oh, okay. I have no idea what your credentials are, but I'm willing to listen now. But what I like about this book so far is just hearing what are the habits of actually rich people. Because when we're in this online space, what we can kind of get inundated with is marketers or people who are really good at selling who are showing us a lavish lifestyle. The trips that they're taking, the things that they're purchasing, the just life experience in general. And so when I think about this spot that you're gonna run into your beliefs, You can run into your beliefs when you're saying, you know what, I am actually choosing to drive paid off vehicles. I'm choosing not to activate my desire and like feed it for this like brand new, fancy car, because instead what I'm choosing is that I want to max out my, retirement account. I want to put money above and beyond that in a, thing. I want to have an emergency fund. I want to have, right, where it's like you start desiring different things. And when you are taking action in a different way and you see people around you, it comes back to that acceptance where you're like, oh, you know what? There's just this little belief wall. And I see that I am very intentional about what I'm doing and how I'm taking care of my stuff. I have no idea what they're doing, but I can just, we either have different belief walls or they have a different set of like variables that they're working with. And either way, that's okay, right? But you get to run into like, what are they doing differently? What are they, you see that action and it's this point to remember, ah, here is my belief wall. Here is what I choose on purpose to guide myself. Because when I think about our businesses, they are tools. Our businesses are tools to create money. They are tools to do the stuff we already love. If you love coaching and helping people, you're going to have a much easier experience selling it. And so our businesses are tools to do the thing we actually love and we enjoy that we get to do, and we get to create money with it that we then get to use in our life, directing it in the way that fits our values, right? Fits the belief walls that we choose on purpose. Okay, so that's it. Running into your belief walls. You don't have to worry about, do I need to find them all ahead of time? You don't. Because as you run your business, you're going to run into them automatically. You're going to run into them when you set a goal. You're going to run into them when you're exposed to a new person and how they think. And you're going to run into them when you notice that the actions you take in your life or your business are different than the ones someone else takes. And in these moments, I want to invite you to imagine that there is just this belief. And it's a paper wall, and you can choose to take the belief down. You can take a part of the belief. You can choose to keep the belief. All of it's optional, but it's with this power and this like its inner power of knowing, yeah, of course I have belief walls. Some of them serve me so powerfully, and others I will weep when I see them because it reminds me of how much simpler things can be that I just didn't realize it could be. I didn't realize it could be so simple. And that is actually what make that building your business and making more and more money. That's why it gets a little easier than the very beginning. Because at the beginning, you just have so many of those walls that kind of trap you and make you think you have to do it a certain way. And that, one thing is really valuable. Whereas like when you get the perspective of having made money, you're like, okay, that actually was not as valuable as I was, like the amount of effort and energy I was giving it. And that's okay, right? Like you just have more perspective, but also those belief walls start to shift and change and come down. And so making money and building your business gets easier. Okay, that's it. That's all I had for today's episode. Ooh, so glad I could tell you about that one story. So, okay, I'll talk to you next week. Hey, who's your business coach? If you don't have one, I'd be honored to help you grow your coaching business. If your one-on-one coaching offer needs a revamp or built for the first time, I've created a 7-part mini course to help you. You'll nail down who you help, with what, do market research to make sure people actually want to buy it, decide the length of your offer, your price, and even your process to deliver on your offer. Best of all, this mini course is free. Your offer is not what makes you money in your coaching business. It's your beautiful and creative mind. Your offer, though, focuses your attention and builds your confidence selling something you know you can deliver on. Sign up for this free training at ElizabethSalazarCoaching.com.
www.thebrainstuff.com. I'll see you over there.